from 2016 to 2019 working in Posen Electronics Company in Malacca, Malaysia, where a total of 30 illegal migrant workers, including me, under agent, this global agency. We all request to Posen Electronics HR management to employ us directly under Posen. But at the same time, Posen HR manager said we could not become employee under Posen because where we all under an agent. When we were working at Posen, we found it very difficult to manage for food, room rent and utilities bills because always we get very less salary and no allowance and bonus from Posen. This global also pay our salary very late and deducted our salary every month for passport, work permit and visa, more than $2,500 per person. But the agent did not make our passport or work permit or visa, so we stay as illegal workers all this time. At the time, Posen Electronics Company managing director from Germany, he also don't take any action for regarding our problem. When we were working, he talked with us, are you okay or not? Only that. When we asked to this global when we can get our salary, the agent said, wait and wait. If many times we request to him, he even brings a knife and would hit the workers. He also threatened workers at hostel. Also, he tried to complain to immigration police for arrest to us. The agent was doing every month like this. This global hold our salary for month March and April 2019, and he called us for a meeting on 11th May 2019 at this global office. After we complained to Electronics Watch, at the time this global said to us to stop to work at Posen. On 13th May 2019, Posen Electronics Company arranged to pay our 2 months salary at Posen Electronics Company. On 15th May 2019, Posen called all workers under agent and pay us RM 230, around $60 per month times total month that we had worked at Posen. At that same time, we all work or request to Posen HR management that we want to be an employee under Posen, but HR manager say he cannot make new employee in Posen. After Posen work, we are without regular job and without documents in Malaysia. We alone must pay room rent, utilities bill and arrange food. It is very difficult situation until now. Now we want new passport, work permit and visa and to become new employee at any electronics company. We were difficult to go back home because we have more borrowed money from friends at hometown with high interest, so that we want to be new employee and new passport and work permit visa in Malaysia. That's all.